Chapter 1. Hawk. I rubbed at my eyes as we crested a hill and the wall came into view. The fatigue clinging to me like a second skin vanished as the prospect of drinks, a shower, and friends caused excitement to race through me. This journey back to the wall had been especially exhausting. The last truck we possessed gave a loud groan and belched smoke before dying on the side of the road 3 days ago. We continued on foot, but most of the humans looked about to collapse as they walked with their heads bent and their shoulders slouched forward. Some of the demons didn't look any better. We'd left half our troops in the wilds with Magnus, Amalia, and Shax to command our growing number of soldiers there. It had been over a year since River succeeded in closing the gateway, and during that time, we'd cleared most of the wilds and we were reclaiming the land from the demons seeking to destroy us. If we could only find and destroy the rest of the horsemen and angels, we might succeed in ending this war. But they'd been scarce since Amalia and Magnus battled them in the abyss. That was in February, and it was now October. We'd run into them, even fought with them a couple of times. But the few times we encountered them, they retreated. For the most part, it was as if they'd ceased to exist. There were sightings of them, but there hadn't been any solid leads in a month. Able to travel on air, death could be anywhere, and the same with the angels. But the other horsemen had to be somewhere in the wilds. They wouldn't get past the wall without us knowing. However, where they were was a complete mystery, and one I could take a break from trying to solve for the next few days. The dust rising in the distance indicated the approach of vehicles from the wall. Someone must have spotted us, and they were on their way. A massive shadow passed overhead and swept over the land. It was so big it blocked the sun before turning sideways and sweeping over the earth. Shielding my eyes, I tilted my head back as the enormous draken nearly touched the land with the tip of a wing. The 100-foot-long, fire-breathing dragon soared over the ground while the blue flames enveloping its body flickered on the air. Most of its frame was skeletal, but strips of tattered flesh covered some of the bones making up its wings. When its head turned back to look at us, I glimpsed the blue fire in its eye sockets as it released a roar that shook the ground. The beast was letting us know, if we tried anything, it would torch us where we stood. I didn't know if this draken was flint or blaze, as only River could tell them apart. I also didn't know how long it stalked us before deciding to reveal itself. For such large creatures, they were stealthy. I was glad it was a friend. Otherwise, we would be nothing but ashes, as they were extremely loyal to River. After Lucifer forced River to break the seals in Hell, the drakens, which were locked behind the 101st seal, had followed and protected her. They were her guards, and they took the job seriously. The cloud of dust drew closer until a white pickup rose over the hill. An assortment of other vehicles from the wall followed it. When another shadow passed overhead, I looked up as the angel Raphael soared overhead. I turned my attention back to the vehicles and almost let out a shout of joy at the prospect of finishing the rest of our journey in one of those vehicles. I started walking faster and wasn't surprised when Corson and Wren kept pace with me. We'd had enough of this endless walking, and I was tired of feeling like Frodo with the ring. The pickup pulled to a stop 15 feet away. Two demons climbed out of the cab of the vehicle while more exited the bed. It was impossible to miss Coble, the 6'9" king of hell, when he stepped out of the back of the truck. Bare-chested, except for a piece of cloth slung over one shoulder and around his chest, the black markings on his arms, upper chest, and upper back were mostly visible. Flames with intricate symbols marked Coble's right arm. Since becoming a demon over a year ago, I'd learned some of the demon's symbols, but I didn't recognize many.